Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church as we celebrate the rite of confirmation this morning. If you look at the front of your bulletin, and if you see that there are three people dressed in white robes, we are confirming three of our youth this morning through the rite of confirmation. If you were here last Sunday or know that we have four incoming freshmen, on behalf of Joshua and Scott and Pam, they have allowed me to share with you that, yes, Joshua shared in presentation Sunday last week, shared his faith with those that were here and listened in. And Joshua has chosen not to be confirmed, and that's not really the best way to say it. Joshua is waiting for the Spirit of God to move upon his heart and mind to be baptized. And the rite of confirmation is when our youth get old enough to confirm the baptismal vows their parents made for them when they were infants, or the vows that they have made themselves before confirmation. Well, Joshua is waiting for the movement of the Spirit upon his heart before he wants to be baptized. And so that hasn't happened yet. So he's not able to confirm those baptismal vows yet. And so Joshua is here. His family, they wanted to be here to support and celebrate with his three classmates. But in case you were wondering, they gave me authority permission to share. And obviously, if you heard or if you want to know what Joshua shared last week, you can go to our website and see. He's a person of faith. He is just waiting for the full movement of the Spirit upon his heart. So share that with you. And now you know why there's only three pictures on the front and three in robes this morning. And we will celebrate with those three. And we have a special announcement this morning that is going to be introduced on the screen.
Our team out is 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. We have to go from ready to start. 2, 1, 0. Booster ignition and liftoff of Shuttle Endeavour.
The countdown is on. T-minus 3 weeks until we blast into a new ministry year here at St. John's. Mark your calendars, reach out to church family you haven't seen in a while, invite family and friends. Sunday, September 12th will be filled with activity to help us reconnect and recharge. The 8 a.m. worship service will be in the chapel. At 9:15, there will be Sunday school for all ages, where there is opportunity for all of us. On that day, we will have an outside worship service at 10:30 on the east lawn next to the storage building. So remember to bring your lawn chair or something comfortable to sit on. After the service in the fellowship hall will be the annual chicken barbecue dinner. So please make plans to stay for lunch. For those not able to stay, takeout will be available starting at 11:30. A free will offering will cover the cost of the meal. But wait, the day doesn't end with lunch. Following lunch, there will be activity for all ages. For the young at heart, there will be inflatables, gaga ball, and yard games to play. For those of us that may enjoy a calmer setting, you can join in a rousing game of bingo. Or better yet, just spend time visiting with your church family and friends. Reignite those relationships. Let's get ready to blast into another year of ministry, all to God's glory and honor. Let's believe, learn, and seek truth together.
Thank you, Pam. Pam and the members of the fellowship committee reminded me that our Blast Sunday theme builds upon our VBS experience, where we had rocket ships up here as well. So September 12th, all are invited. As we turn to our worship of the Lord this morning, we begin by reading from Psalm 84, verses 5 through 12. Hear this word. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover it with pools. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Jacob. Look upon your shield, O God. Look with favor on your anointed one. Better is one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Let us bow in prayer. O Lord Almighty, we come before you as your people. We come before you in this time of worship. We come before you for this time of confirmation. We come before you in this time to await the further movement of your Holy Spirit upon our hearts and our minds. Lord, we come to praise you. We come to offer ourselves, not only this morning, but in every moment of our lives as we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Lord, we pray that you would awaken our hearts and our minds in this time of worship, that we would be drawn ever closer to you. In the name of Christ we pray, amen. As we continue to prepare for this time of worship, let us listen to our morning prelude.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we come together with our call to worship. We will be singing, "My Life Is in You."
My life.
in our unison prayer, as it's printed in the bulletin and on the screen. Let us pray. For this blessed day and time of worship, we give you thanks and praise, O Lord. As Peter sank in the waters, we too often take our eyes off of you, Jesus, and regrettably our sin increases. In this prayer, we look to you for deliverance. We look to you for holiness. We look to you for forgiveness. As the psalmist David writes, restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Wash us, each one, with your cleansing blood as we walk in the light of your love. Receive our prayer, O Lord, and grant us your grace and your peace. Amen. Let's join together singing hymn number 277, The Church's One Foundation.
Unless you're a child, and I invite the children to come forward to sit on the steps for a children's message. Good morning. Good morning. All right. How are we doing today? It's good to have you up here. I am holding a rather large loaf of bread. Raise your hand if you like to eat bread. All right. Can you tell me one thing that you might put on your bread before you eat it? What do you put on it?
Jelly.
Jelly. Anybody else put something on bread? Yes?
A little salt.
A little salt? Okay. Yes? Peanut butter. How many of you like to put peanut butter and jelly on your bread? All right. Anybody have Reese, what do you put on your bread?
Sprinkles.
Excellent. Excellent. Sprinkles make everything good. Well, I think donuts is a type of bread, and so putting sprinkles on donuts works, okay? But I have a loaf of bread because in our gospel reading from John chapter 6, Jesus tells everybody that's listening to him, he says, I am the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Now, there were many that had been fed by Jesus in the feeding of the 5,000 when he took those loaves of bread and those fish and he fed all those thousands of people, and they followed him because they thought he was going to just continue to feed them. But when Jesus says, I am the bread of life, he's not talking about physically filling our stomachs. He's talking about spiritually filling our hearts. That when we believe in Jesus, when we believe in Jesus and have him in our heart, he's going to give us peace, he's going to give us strength, and he's going to help us enjoy not only life in this world, but in the world to come in heaven. So whenever you hear Jesus says, I am the bread of life, that means that he is there for us to feed our hearts upon his love. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these children. We pray your blessing upon them as they continue to grow in a relationship with Jesus Christ. Bless them and keep them. In Christ we pray. Amen. Thanks for coming up this morning. You can go back to your seats. Eric and Anna Yoder are in the nursery, so if there's any children that want to join them, they welcome them. I forgot to make that announcement earlier. As we come into our time of prayer this morning, I would add, Mary Hall handed me a note after 8 o'clock, and I was able to talk with her a little bit, but John Baer is the father of Mary Hall, and he had a heart attack on the 15th, and during this past week, he has been in 3 hospitals and has undergone 2 failed heart catheterization attempts. He will undergo heart bypass surgery on Tuesday. So Mary is asking us to pray for John's patience, healing, and all of the medical personnel tending to his case. Mary would leave out that it's a 2-hour commute to go spend the day with her father. So please be praying for Mary and the rest of the family as well. Let's bow before the Lord. Lord God Almighty, I pray that it is a true blessing for all gathered here, for all listening and watching in this day, that we would be united through the love and the grace, the peace and the joy of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord, on this Sunday in which we celebrate the rite of confirmation, we have many family members and friends coming from other churches and from other parts of the state or the area. And Lord, we pray your blessing upon them as they are here for Ollie or Leah or Reagan. We pray that you would continue to make yourself known in their hearts. Lord, we pray for Joshua and Scott and Pam as Joshua continues to be a man of faith and grow in his faith and wait for that movement of the Holy Spirit upon him. And Lord, may we continue to nurture all 4 as a congregation. Lord, we pray that in this time of worship, we would indeed make you the priority. Help us to know that Jesus, our Lord and Savior, feeds us with strength, feeds us with perseverance, feeds us with hope, feeds us with grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Lord, we thank you and we praise you for the ways that you have initiated our hearts of faith. And we pray that in the study of the gospel this morning, our faith would be strengthened. Not only our faith, but the faith of others as we go forth and share. Lord, we pray for your world, for all of your creation. We pray for those people that are awaiting or being hit by storms, tropical storms and hurricanes and other natural situations. Lord, we pray for the people of Afghanistan. We pray for the people from other countries, from America that are caught there in that whole process and that scene. Lord, we pray that you would be able to touch the hearts of people in this time of turmoil and that your peace would reign. Lord, we pray in the ongoing after times of the pandemic where many thought it was over, but it isn't. We pray for those that have had mild sicknesses. We pray for those that are severely sick and ill. And we pray for those families, those individuals who've experienced death because of this pandemic. Lord, we pray for your cure. We pray for your blessing upon all. Lord, we lift up to you Wayne Spies and Chloe Merrillett, Bob and Barbara Voss and Jody Belts. We pray for John Bear and for Mary Hall and the rest of the family. We pray for all of the medical personnel that are tending to each one of these individuals. Lord, we pray for those connected with St. John's that are serving in the armed forces. Lord, we pray for their safety. We pray for their physical safety and their spiritual security. And Lord, as we pray together, unite us in the prayer of our Lord Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
To the Father, love.
Thank you, Reagan. God is indeed faithful, and he calls us to be his faithful people. So I invite our ushers forward this morning to receive our offerings and our tithes. Lord God, we thank you for your provision. We thank you for the blessing of this time of worship. We pray that you would receive and bless these offerings, that they would continue to plant seeds of the gospel in people's hearts and lives. In Christ we pray. Amen.